What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
We're brought to you by Cream Fiend.
Yeah.
And I haven't written it out an ad. If you're having troubles baking cakes at 10 o'clock at night, you know, you've baked your cake, it's fucking fresh out of the oven, ready to go. Fucking goddamn it, I don't have any cream. Called Cream Fiend.
Yep. No.
That was terrible.
They'll bring you fucking nitrous oxide to you. What is it, nitrous oxide?
Yeah, nitrous oxide for all your baking needs.
Yeah, at 10 o'clock at night.
At 10 o'clock at night. Specifically only for baking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put that stuff in balloons.
Yeah, not for human consumption.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You definitely, like...
don't want to do that.
Like, this would be a do not put that in a balloon and
then inhale it. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
While punching bombs.
Or whatever your drug of choice is.
Yeah.
We're not here to judge.
Yeah, we don't judge. Like,
but we do sponsor Cream Fiend.
Yeah, no.
No, they sponsor us.
Yes.
This is so good.
Yeah, brought to you by
what
Cream
an ad.
If you need to make whipped cream at 10 o'clock at night and need it delivered to your door, Cream Fiend. How's that spelled?
What do you mean? Like, F-I-E-N-D. That's the fiend part.
Yeah.
If you can't spell cream, you're fucked already and you don't need it.
You don't need any more whipped cream.
Yeah. If you can't spell the word cream, how about no more fucking names for you?
Whipped cream.
It's not whipped cream, though. It's Cream Fiend.
Yeah.
F-I-E-N-D. Fiend.
Yeah. Cream Fiend.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Today we've got special podcast because there's fucking six people going to be on, so it's going to be absolute chaos. We have Liam Callan, Elliot Stewart, James Connors, Luke Dillon, whole squad's here.
I also thought I had a brain tumor earlier because I had a headache for like a week.
Yep.
But it would only be when I cough or laugh or something.
Yeah.
So I just had to be really depressed all week. So my head didn't hurt.
You're just looking up photos of dead puppies.
Constantly trying to kill any happiness.
Yeah.
What's with your rapey t-shirt, dude? I only just noticed that.
Oh, you ever
had a man? Yeah. What the fuck?
Not a man till you had a man.
Yeah, it's the dude, the 3 meter flatty dude.
Nah, yeah. Is that the thing you were telling us about?
Will and Powerfish.
I got a few weird looks at the shops today, went shopping.
I wonder
like
why.
Some old dudes just like, what the fuck? No, I'm loving it. It's great. I got a compliment from Woolies. Dude was like, I love your shirt.
So. It just looks like him with a mask on.
It's
just your friend.
So good. But speaking of shirts, this is perfect. Oh, I got a present for Mitchell before we start this podcast.
Here's
your shirt, Mitch.
Okay, just for the audience
members. Holy fuck, and look at the size of it.
That's big enough for me.
That deserves just a round of applause.
Holy shit.
Just for the two listeners who are listening.
You got me a
3XL. Wait, sorry, just for us who are re-listening back to this podcast.
Yeah.
Ethan just pulled out a t-shirt for Mitch that says, fuck off. I'm autistic.
Yeah.
Why did you read like that? You were autistic. Fucking speak like a normal human.
Maybe you can
just
wear
it and you make fun of him.
I'll put it on. Just gloss over it.
I feel like I'm gonna be some.
Yeah, I'm gonna be. It'd be like I'm trying on my fucking boyfriend's football shirt after he's just banged me.
I think it still won't be, and that's the problem.
Yeah, it looks big, but.
That's still pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
I think that's fine. Because it's just big enough where people are like, yeah, this guy is retarded.
Yeah.
That's the perfect size for a retarded person.
That looks like a shirt that you eat with when just so if any food comes off you, you can just like scoop it back up into your mouth.
That also somehow is like the retarded colour.
Yeah.
Like that color screams.
He looks
that t-shirt screams. We're just about to do arts and crafts. No one give him the glue because he will eat it.
He looks like an older Caillou.
You can't wear that anywhere.
It's like, literally in
no.
Literally
he has to
like,
wear it on stage. That's
oh,
the point.
Man. Should I tuck it in too?
Yeah. Do what you
wear
want.
That's
the...
very funny, dude.
Good bit.
I'm a big fan of that.
It's like your favourite made off Britain's Got Talent or whatever. You need like dribble marks on the front of it to really make the shirt pop.
A band-aid.
No, talk about that thing. About that dude. Because no one else
basically,
knows
there was a...
fucking.
Yeah.
Elliot's going to steal my bit. Wouldn't be the first time. I didn't even watch the show, but remember Britain Got Talent, like 2 years ago, there was like the voiceless comedian one. Did you see him?
No.
It was a guy who had some disease and he came out and he had like a touchpad that had like his fucking jokes on him because he can't speak.
Yeah.
And it'd be like Stephen Hawking, like, I am gay. And then, like, that was like...
Classic
it.
Bit.
And the bits
now
would
you
be...
Steal it. Now you're stealing my bit, so yeah. Let's like watch...
So he won, obviously. Like he was good. He was fine. And he was like, he did all Edinburgh and everything. And so he was just... He looked like a normal retarded guy until the final when they kind of... juiced it up a little bit. Now apparently he fell down at home, which I don't believe. Maybe he did, that's fine, but when he came out to win, he literally had drool on his shirt and had like a busted like nose and had band-aids. Yeah. It's literally like they were coming out before and one of the PAs came over and they're like, we're gonna rough you up a bit. Yeah. No so one's gonna believe this.
Listen,
push him down the stairs.
Listen, mate, do you want to win?
Yeah.
Listen, it's crazy because everyone in the grand final, they dress them up in suits.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chicks have like a makeover.
The chicks are so dolled up that, and then there's like this guy. Who won, by the way? Oh, and he's wearing a shirt that says, I'm...
retarded.
No.
I'm autistic. It was this shirt.
It's like, I used to be disabled or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Still, but... but he's good. He's a funny...
I just like to
I'm
think,
sorry.
Like... the makeup crew, like the like he got into the makeup
it's
room
fake
and they
drool.
Did the, yeah, yeah, they just like had like just a water bottle and just a spray. It's like perfect.
But he's like, just sitting in a chair like this. But yeah, I just had him as my lock screen for ages because I thought that was like there was a photo of him where he's
just
like
to bring you joy,
and it's fully. I'll show you later. But I just and people would ask me be like, "What is that?" And it's like, "Oh, that's just the Mongoloid on my phone."
That's the Mongoloid I keep in my phone.
As my
here we go.
People, some people have their girlfriends, but
here's a the shirt says, "I was disabled before it was popular." It's not cool now, actually. Yeah. Yes, him. Hello.
He's kind of right there. It is like cool now. It wasn't cool then.
This is the photo.
This is him when he's fucked. I'm
raising awareness. I feel sorry for him. He should have been in a tuxedo.
Oh, that's right.
They should have dolled him up.
Yeah.
And that's the picture
you
have.
This, you know, with the reality shows.
Like zoomed on his face.
Okay.
With reality shows, it's the contestants, you know, usually the ones who get through are the ones with like the sob story. It's like, my dad had an accident or something.
Yeah, that's why he won.
But now we've got to the stage where the dad who had the accident's now the contestant. It's like, he can't sing, but oh, God, give him a... He's giving it a red hot go. He's giving it a red hot go.
There was... I saw one on America's Got Talent. There was like a 12-year-old girl that was doing stand-up. And her sad story was her dad, who was this big fat dude, who just got Bell's palsy, like that Jim Ross stroke thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And she's like, so I became a comedian so I could make him smile again. It's like, well, I don't care how good your jokes are.
It's physically impossible.
Yeah. Jim Ross got fired from WWE because he couldn't smile. So you're not going to make your dad laugh. I'm sorry. She didn't win either. No surprise.
I saw one clip on YouTube where this guy dressed up. He like made a fetish chest test and say like if you had a sob story they'd put you through. And so he dressed up as an Amish guy and then rapped. He was like they don't have any rap in the Amish community, so I'm gonna prove them wrong. And then they put him through.
So he got through like the prelim.
Yeah, he fully got through like went on the big stage, everyone's cheering, and he's just like.
So is the sob story he thought that was a struggle? I'm Amish and I want
to
rap.
Have you ever tried to fucking record a hit single with no power?
Welcome to the podcast. This is how
that was awful.
Usually,
I didn't even think that was gonna bomb. I just assumed everyone would laugh. And
yeah,
just somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That's
listen, we've been spitting out gold for the past 5 minutes. Someone had to bring the podcast.
I really had
to
break the streak. You know, we were having too much fun in here.
Yeah, what are we doing here? We're kind of just what's going on?
I'm just happy it wasn't me for once.
we had 3 weeks of that on tour.
I Mitch is my favorite comedian because every time he comes to Crown, I always crush when you're on stage.
Yep.
Because you have this one joke, and whoever's dead next to me, I do it.
What did you just say?
I always crush when he's on stage. I do it.
I know what he's.
Yeah. I do this bit whenever you're on stage. You have this joke.
Crush.
Where you,
no one laughs.
No, they love it. They love it.
Yeah. Listen, he crushes. He's there. He's got drool on his shirt.
You have this bit where the opening line is, "You guys ever have sleep sex?" And I always go to the person next to me, "You mean rape?"
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were on stage. You mean you're just talking to yourself?
I'm just next to me.
He just walks up behind you and goes, "Rape." Literally. And you'll be like, "What?" And he goes, "The bit."
Oh, Elliot, no. Unless you're doing that to everyone in the crowd, you're not crushing. You're making
crushing
one person
for himself.
Nah, I'm crushing. Yeah.
Is that the joke? I haven't done that joke in about 6 months, but he's still been doing that bit.
I'm still crushing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy rapes.
Yeah, listen, Elliot, once he's felt like a good thing, he'll keep milking that until someone tells him to stop.
I've been milking it until it fails at Raw National.
Hey, I've been on Goldfish like 2 years now.
So, the only one of these podcasts I listen to, someone was getting their dick sucked. So how do we get that organized? Is that a thing? No, James was driving,
yeah,
and he was listening to it. I can't remember how we got into it, but he was listening to it. Maybe
it
just
started off ironically, and then James was unironically listening to it.
We're listening to
every episode. Yeah. I'll just pull out gags and just be like, "Oh, but I just paused whatever everyone was listening."
He'd just turn around and be like, "Fucking, you'd never believe what."
I'd be like, "Yeah, someone's getting a blowjob on the air." This is yeah.
Remember when we didn't have service and it was like up to that bit, we're all trying to load it, like freaking out.
Someone getting their dick sucked.
It was a car accident, so we couldn't progress. We'd only just lost service. So we're like, "It's gonna come back." I was like, "Someone better die in this car accident if I'm gonna."
No, you said. Several people will have had to die for this to have been worse.
So was that real or was that just
that was real. I had to watch it.
Or theater of the brain.
Yeah.
It might have been me who took a photo of the back of Shaz's head.
I don't know. I've got to see that guy. Okay. I might have to see that. Yeah. But that blew my mind. So I got to. We just listened to Kevin Bloody Wilson, he wanted to go down.
Fair enough.
Let's go back to civilization.
Yeah.
Tommy just had just as much wanking.
So when are we doing cum of the day or wank of the week?
Actually,
we'll get there.
Wank of the week.
I asked about the dog and she said it has anxiety. I'm like, now I know why.
That makes sense. We didn't have a wank of the day, so we rate the dog. Is that what it's called, wank of the week?
Fap of the week.
It should be called wank of the week.
It should anyway, be, but
wouldn't you
get
alliteration?
We should. Look, it's a great idea.
I'm not changing
the
segments.
Look, it's a great idea, but you know what?
What? That's why we're here.
When you've got a shitty bit, you just stick with it. You don't make any changes. You don't listen to feedback. Like, you just...
Stick to your guns.
Yeah.
You've got to at least do it 3 weeks in a row and have it fail.
Yeah,
really make sure.
I did that nana joke for a good 6 weeks, all right, guys?
I'm just thinking... Like how funny it is for Mitch just to be walking around the house, he just decides to beat off on like a Tuesday afternoon, and then suddenly you just hear him from the other room just say, "Yep, that's it. He's taking the lead.
That was the one."
Yeah. Ethan, I've got a topic for the pod. It's in my sock.
Yeah. That is like the thing, you know, where you like you have a conversation with someone and you go like, "Save it for the pod." It's like you just wank it and go, "No, I better save this for the pod." This feels like it's going to be a good one.
I just wasted a topic for the pod in the toilet. Oh, that's great.
In 4 hours' time, I'll have another one.
That's the grossest wank, the on the toilet wank. I don't want to go down this.
You don't want to go down that road.
I only feel like a pedophile when I'm doing it. Like, it feels so evil.
What are you wanking to?
When you're like just wanking in the. I can only get the Tor browser in my bathroom. That's how it works out.
Right. Okay, wait. So, what's the premise of this podcast?
Yeah.
Like, what's the bit? Why are we here?
Oh, yeah. So isn't there a whole bit thing? Isn't there a whole... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we right.
See, yeah, we're just rushing them because we listen to their whole fucking... You're like, get to the next... They're like, shut up.
Imagine going on Joe Rogan. You're like, all right, now ask me some really good questions, Joe. Ask me some good questions.
We're in charge now.
We're taking over this interview.
Yeah.
Jamie, Ethan, look that up.
All right. Now you get to do a 5-minute speech on something that you really care about. Go.
Jew. A gay.
Just stealing normal.
Yeah, just doing a bit.
Are you actually bisexual?
I don't really.
Six segue.
I heard you say that. That's why I'm asking this. Is this
like,
too deep?
I just don't care. Like, yeah. I would fuck a dude.
You would fuck a dude.
Or have a dude fuck me. Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
What about like a big hairy dude?
See, that's
no,
where
it's like, always puts me off as like
a big hairy like, dreadlock dude.
Everyone has their
red
type.
Big dreadlocks, red hair.
He doesn't fuck big hairy chicks. Like, I'm sure.
But you don't know he's fucked in the past, all right? I've just seen some.
Because you don't look like someone that would be bisexual. You look like someone that would hate people that would be bisexual.
I know. I have that look.
Yeah,
that's what I
that's
do.
Guy, looks like if I dig it.
Not just bisexual.
I like it.
He looks like a guy who only fucks women, but even that he doesn't like.
He looks like the bad guy in anti like dentist commercials. Like it looks like the bacteria.
That was such a specific reference.
I don't know why everyone laughed. I haven't seen.
He looks like Earthworm Jim.
Oh fuck! That's
oh
a good
man,
one.
That's cool. That's fun. Great game. Now the podcast is How to Not Comedy. It's basically us just talking shit about
what are we doing
coming up in comedy.
No, sorry. We suck.
Oh. Speaking about dick sucking, you sucking your own dick just then. It's like, we're so good at this, guys.
Mm. No. Sorry, take it away.
Anyway, we'll try again. Hang on, we'll get there. We're just gonna do the whole thing and then do it at the end. Nah, so basically, it's just like, I don't know. We haven't really sorted this out properly because we're that fucking unprofessional.
Aren't you like 20 episodes in?
Yeah, I drove 17. From fucking Moree to Emerald. Listen to it.
He knows everything about you guys. And so do we, because he told us. We're in deep now.
So yeah, you must have been pretty fucking bored on your journey to have to listen to this.
Or
shit.
Really interested in your podcast.
Either way, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. What's it about?
Basically, you know how they say never put any of your early bits on the internet?
Yeah.
We completely didn't take that advice.
We're only doing that.
Yeah. So yeah, we just sort of talk about like being like super super fresh in comedy, like funny experiences. Have people who are funnier than us come on the podcast and carry it for us.
Yeah, we've seen the guests.
Yeah.
You got a good story about Crown last week?
What about
you guys were there?
That's on my list. Also, I walked someone at Goss.
Fucked him again. I'm just fucking.
Oh, yeah. How was that Gosford show?
Boy, I heard. Oh, it was heaps good.
It was real good.
So what did it turn out to be?
It was all right.
Like, was it just you two?
Yeah.
Or? Oh, that's a Gorican. Yeah, so it was just us two. So Dave Perry opens, does seven, probably 5 to 7.
Yeah, not a lot.
Like, just dying.
Is it to a crowd, like a seated crowd, or like a dining room kind of thing?
It's a sectioned off part of the pub.
Right.
But it is, like, just old people there, people having dinner, whatever. It's, like, quite
probably
a weird
like
setup.
Probably had, like, 30 people.
Were they there for the comedy?
Some of them.
Well, the people there were.
There was like the back bit where they were just kind of watching.
Yeah, but it was fucking weird. Anyway, so Dave goes up and he goes, yeah, the bad thing is like 10 to 15 people here have been here the last 3 weeks. He's like, I don't have any material left.
Well, don't host every show. If you don't have material, don't do crowd work.
He gets up and he's doing like Fitbit stuff, which is like his very early sets before he was actually like starting to get momentum. You know?
Yeah.
Now, like, his later stuff is fine.
Yeah.
But the Fitbit stuff, and to trot it out
it just depends on the crowd.
Didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
There was, like, younger people there. Like, it wasn't... Yeah.
Yeah, so I walked a lady at that show. Apparently she was like half laughing, but she was like, I just don't think it's funny when someone says cunt, the third word, as soon as they pick up the microphone. And then I did the 9/11 masturbation joke and she goes, that's it. And just walks out.
I missed that. That must have been right before I left.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I didn't see it either, but Maddie was sitting right next to her. She was like, this is so funny.
Wow.
Was someone... Have you kidnapped someone in another room?
I just heard knock on the door. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Was that someone knocking at the door?
I did hear a knock.
Is
yeah.
anyone at the door?
Hello?
God damn.
Do you
fucking...
have like a Fritzl basement going on here?
With his dad, it wouldn't surprise me.
Is this podcast so bad we just walk the ghost?
That was you. So that was a fun gig. But yeah, Crayon.
Yeah, she...
I'll just give some prefix to what, just in case anyone is listening.
Prefix?
No, because Liam wasn't here. So basically, Liam, we rock up to Crown. I'm supposed to be emceeing. I'm already not super comfortable with doing the show.
The Crown and Echo Hotel every fortnight. At the,
yeah. Crown and Echo. comedy.
I did the plug the other way around.
Yeah, so we'll go in there. I open up and I talk to some girls in the front table. And then I get back on stage. And then I start to do the Tamworth bit. How there's no fucking water left in Tamworth.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know that could happen. Like, are the pipes blocked? Call somebody. Like, explain the idiot.
Yeah.
And then she just walks around. She comes up to the stage and she's like, you can't joke about that.
She's fucking blind.
About water.
Oh, yeah.
She's so drunk. But I was like, wait, what? And I was thinking I'd said something to the ladies' table at the front.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck did I say to them? I was like, I don't think I said anything mean. And then I was like, what do you mean? What am I not allowed to joke about? And she's like, water.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been doing comedy for a while. I never knew that was the line.
So,
you know,
yeah. Like 60% water, that's the one joke we can all make.
Yeah. Only dehydrated people can make that joke.
Only people that are slightly parched.
Only African kids with distorted stomachs can do it.
Boom, boom, boom.
yeah. So on the tour, I don't even know how this started.
Because Elliot was excited because he's like, oh, Basil Brush is doing stand up.
How the fuck do you know who Basil Brush is?
Boom, boom, man.
Because he opens for every puppet.
Come see Randy Feltface on Friday, 22nd of August. Yeah. I don't know.
They need you to sell tickets. You guys didn't want to see the purple puppet. We got another dickhead wearing Crocs.
We've got a guy that could play Randy in a live action film. Just shave his head and put him in purple face.
If Elliot was brown, he could have played the kid in the Jungle Book. Like, he kind of looks, you look like a Mowgli. Like a
Mowgli.
You're like the white privileged Mowgli.
That's me.
Look at the return from the bin. He didn't put his bottle in the bin. He came back to the mic just to get another shot in at Ellie.
That is a great example of staying in the bit.
Do you want some hard liquor? Or are you staying on the beers?
I'll drink.
He's going to stay on the beers.
He's got to drive.
He's got to drive home.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't get a lift so he could just get fucked.
No, because I gave you guys a lift here, but I have to head off after this.
He fucked me.
Right. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, fuck.
Speaking of fucking each other, the Kent the other night used two swapped axes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, you want to go for this one?
Does anyone have a fucking bottle opener?
Yeah, it's on the fridge. Because it was right in front of you.
So the show was already going so well, there was like no one in the crowd, like three or four people.
Like four
it was fucked.
So awful Kent show, and then I don't know, me and Elliot were just like, we don't want to go up and bomb. And I'd only written like a few new shitty jokes that weren't that good, and he probably hadn't written anything. And
he had.
He was handing out his fucking business cards the whole time.
Didn't have any new jokes.
Yeah. Wrote his name three times.
Yeah, come see a post I made 4 months ago.
So we decided we'd swap axe and try and... Oh, I might as well just tell you because you don't know. So we were like, we could do each other's axe and we're like, we'll swap clothes. And we'll go up together.
Okay, no, I saw the picture. I did not know you guys swapped axes.
Where I just did him, he did me. But here's the fucking problem. Elliot can't do impressions. As
hey, he's got the one bad impression that encompasses everyone.
No, Elliot doesn't. So
when Elliot tries to impersonate someone else, he sounds more like himself.
Yeah. He just does like his act.
I'm squeaky. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
His only impression is himself with like an inner ear problem. Like he's slightly louder.
Like, I can't do an impression of Elliot, but it's easy to do an impression of Elliot. So I was doing Elliot, and I was doing his jokes, because they're easy to remember, because there's 8 words in them. And it's like... But then he couldn't remember mine, and he said he would. And he's like, yeah, I know your jokes back to front. And then we get up there. So I would do his joke, and it would get a laugh, because I'm doing him. But then he would do my joke and be like, so I fucking went to the kebab store. And then I went... And he would just like half do the bit. And then he would never do the punchline. He would just stop before the end and be like, I can't remember. And then I just had to be like, hang on.
Well, there was nothing memorable to go off. What are you kidding me? It's like, punchline is memorable.
So, yeah, he basically fucked me. But I performed well.
Everyone else in the crowd was literally mouthing your bits too. Because we've all seen it. And I'm like, oh yeah.
He's crushing it.
From an audience perspective, was any non-comics laughing at all?
No,
they didn't get any of the jokes.
No, that's why we did it, because there's no one in there. There was 4 people in the crowd. It was 15 comics and 4 people. Of course,
but it
play the audience.
It killed harder than any joke has ever killed in the Kent.
There was nothing else going on.
It's all in the delivery.
But that was fun.
Yeah, in nights like that, you're just making the... You just try to make the back of the room laugh.
Well, they're usually the Kent's better.
How did Lauren Bonner go?
Yeah, she went all right.
She was doing fine. She got probably, like, biggest laughs consistently over the whole set. She did, like, 15 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah, she's really funny.
Yeah, sounds like me on tour. 15 minutes, got the most laughs. I, you know how this...
you did 15 minutes, so let's just stop there.
You got the most laughs per minute, but that's because you did fuck all time on stage.
As you said, though, you're playing at the back of the room and that type of thing, so it's like, if you're making the comics laugh, you're doing all right. Yeah. That to me, that room was like every Sydney room that I've gone down and done.
Yeah.
Where it's just like...
Yeah, because you've done all rooms 4 with Anna Ronan. You go to these new ones. There's
new ones.
Go to Cactus Juice, go to Sweeney's, and be sick.
Have you been to Sticks and Stones?
Cactus Juice. No.
Oh, man.
Mic rooms in Sydney anymore.
Dude.
Holy fuck. That is another level of shit. You guys have got to come down and do that room.
Whose room is it?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Is it Penis Sucker? Kaiser Seizure?
No.
We try not to just drop names and insult people
no
on the podcast.
Fuck Kaiser Seizure.
Fucking
Kaiser's
cunt.
A loser. He bombs.
I'm not going to edit it.
He's a rude cunt.
The opinions of James Connors are not one of those of the podcast.
Thank you, Lip.
Did I tell you what happened in Melbourne?
No.
I'm like walking into the back of this room. He's going up before me. And so I walk where all the other comics are standing along the wall, along the left-hand side. So I go to stand there, but he's at the very back corner of that wall, and he's setting up a tripod, and he's just like, oh, mate, you need to move, like, I'm trying to record. I was like, fuck, all right. So I just stood back, and I stood near the door and waited. So he sets up his camera, walks up, does, like, just names, like, 80 Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Bombing for, like, 7 minutes, and he gets off stage. And I was like, oh, I wouldn't have recorded that.
He approached me once after like a show, and he goes, "Hey man, I just released my album, my comedy album on Spotify. I was wondering if you could like play it and put it on repeat while you sleep, just to get more views."
Oh my God,
I was like, "Yeah, man, good."
Trannies.
What?
No.
Are you being legit?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Apparently, there's like heaps of people that.
Wouldn't
night.
You hear that come out your mouth and be like, "I
That's
should
weird.
Probably
quit"?
No, but he was standing at the back of that open mic after the show, after he bombed. And then he's handing out download cards for his album.
Yeah.
It's like, here, guys. And people are sort of trying to ignore him like he was selling hand cream in a supermarket. What the fuck do I get past this cunt?
Yeah.
What a loser.
He pretty much
fucking
held
hell.
Him hostage. Hilarious.
See, we wanted to do cards for the podcast, but we also wanted to do 10% discount on your Nangs.
Yeah.
If you present the card when they deliver. So there's something in it for you, at least, for taking the card.
What are you, wait, you're doing business cards for the podcast where you get a discount on Nangs?
Yeah.
You know, not many people do Nangs.
Heaps of people do Nangs.
Like, yeah.
A lot of people do Nangs.
Yeah, a lot of people do Nangs.
A lot of people don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're hoping to break the into the Nang market, all right?
Elliot, but 100% of people who do... Yeah.
That's 11 people.
No, we love it. We love the pod. Thanks for having us on.
When I met him, I did my set and we were walking out, and he's just sort of, I've gone to shake his hand, and
just
he's just looked at me. He's like, "Yeah, man, exposure." And I was just like,
all right.
Wait, he said that to you too.
No, I remember. Sorry.
Right. Yeah. I was just like
I'm just talking.
Yeah, man. Just
for
a
what? Like, there's 12 people here.
They're all comics.
Yeah, they're all comics.
One where he's like, I might give you a shitty spot if you come.
No. It was literally just.
Fantastic, yeah. Though. Did you do that one?
Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah. How was it?
There was so many comics in there.
Sorry, tell us about Sticks and Stones.
Sticks and Stones is a.
Where's that?
Isn't
that a Chappelle special?
Chippendale? Chippo. Hotel. It's apparently better if you get there earlier, but we've been turning up late. But it's a fucked room because it's just, like, heckling is encouraged. Like, people just yell shit out. If you're failing, they'll smash the gong.
Yeah. Oh, there's a gong.
I've done it once.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah, it's basically
gonna do that,
like,
yeah.
It's like Red Faces. Like, you're supposed to go up and do, like, untested material. And then, depending, like, obviously, if you're going well, they'll let you go for the full 4 or 5 minutes or whatever it is. And then if you're going pretty bad, then they'll gong you off. And then afterwards, they, like
interview you.
They interview / critique your set.
Yeah, and there's this one fucking hero up the back who's just a mad dog and good at life. You can tell he's good at life because he's really good at critiquing other people's comedy. Just a fucking legend.
Mitch hates him because he told Mitch to do push-ups.
He's like, yeah, you should do some push-ups and lose some weight. And then I saw him after the show. I'm like, you're fat too.
This guy did look like Michael Moore.
Yeah, he did.
Wait, was he an audience member or was he another comic?
Could have been a comic, but I've never seen him go up.
Is that the guy you did the bit about the other night?
Yeah, that was
the hatred for that one.
You were fat too. I got nothing else on that. Yeah. But
I was actually really hoping you guys would come up with a good punchline for that joke for me.
So on the pod or after your set?
So you can take it down
during?
Oh, man.
Take it down to Sydney and pitch it to him and let him know that he didn't get under your skin.
Yeah, I used
it. Oh, man.
Gong shows are the worst.
I genuinely had fun. Like, it was, as much as I'm shitting on that dude, I did have fun.
The only good thing about that room is you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
You can say whatever. It doesn't matter. But they're going to critique you for it. Like, everyone's going to
I've never
shit.
Had...
So do they, you can do say the whatever have, anywhere.
Do the people have mics? Is there like a panel?
Yeah, yeah, they got mics. Yeah. Two dudes behind.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of like Kill Tony.
Right. Yeah, they're on stage, so they're just right beside you on the... They've just got a table set up and they've got the two mics. And then
it's a better version of Kill Tony.
you can say whatever you want as long as it's funny. Like,
well, that's the premise of that room.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
Can you follow that advice, Elliot?
Nah.
Hey, can you only open your mouth when it's fucking funny?
Yeah. I was really hoping you guys had forgotten about the other night where I just got up and did 2.5 minutes.
Hey, listen,
we never forget a bomb. Doesn't matter whose it is.
That was fucking horrible.
It's in just...
But yeah, the first couple of weeks when you start doing comedy, like you're there for like someone's like best set. Like, you know, I really hope this guy kills it tonight. Like, a couple months in, like, you were there simply for the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's if you leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're asked the first set, you're like, I hope they die. Just like,
and
I hope they quit after this.
And then ADAC's in, Brian Gurgle, and you're like, all right, I'm next time. I'm watching, baby. Let me.
I had...
Don't kick him while he's down.
Does he listen to this?
No, he wouldn't.
I'm not. Oh. I don't want to mention names.
In the post truck.
I don't want to mention names, but the big man that you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's who I call him as well. The big man.
The big man.
The big man. Okay.
So he told me ages ago because he knew where I worked, and he's like, "Ah, do you know this security guard? You should go to him and be like, do you remember Buzzo or whatever the fuck his nickname?" Seriously, he had some weird nickname, and I couldn't remember what it was.
And I kind of remembered it. And then I forgot that for ages. And then I went up to him like a few days ago, and it had been like months. And I was like, oh yeah, by the way, man, do you remember a guy named fucking Buzzo or Buzzer or something? And he's like, no. And I was like, I said his name. I was like, oh, it's... And he's like, oh, that guy's fucking weird. Yeah. And the way he sold it to me, he's like, oh, he's my dude. Like, yeah, so that was fun.
Classic, bro.
He came up to me the other day and he goes, oh, my wife either wants me to quit comedy or quit smoking. Because whenever I do comedy, I smoke. And I was like...
Both of them are killing you, so...
Oh, I don't know what's worse, the secondhand smoker or his secondhand jokes, which is like...
Fuck.
This whole time we've been holding back. Fuck. Like, we shouldn't just rip on people.
Yeah, no, 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 that's not, a horrible thing to do.
His cigarettes, you only die once.
Hey, yeah. Any names?
If we could just put those horrific pictures on like his set list, so...
can we edit out the name so we can just... Can we edit out the name and then just go hard on him?
Just like a really gritty picture of a disappointed crowd.
He's calling him now. What the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, it's fucking Buzzo, right?
Speaking of him, like, smoking, holy imagine, like, fuck. If he smoked on stage, like, all those pauses would be, like, real artistic.
Oh. He'd be the new Bill Hicks.
Yeah. He'd just be looking down for ages, but there's, like, a cloud of smoke.
Yeah.
It's like the 70s.
It would go from a failed comedy set to, like, a successful French independent film.
Yeah, just put him in black and white.
Man,
it's fine.
He has kids.
Okay, let's get out of this now. We're going too far.
Hit the eject button.
Like, even if we replace the name at this point, we're giving away too much information.
Say their name and their school.
Don't say his name. Just give out his address and his phone number.
We're talking about Adam Rodriguez. OG Adam.
Speaking of bombs, though, worst bomb of the tour. Who was it?
Ellie Beach.
Everyone at Ellie Beach.
I would put my set in Musselbrook as the worst bomb.
Fucked, yeah.
That place is
a shithole.
It's because they were homophobic.
Wait, you were crushing up until you said you were gay.
No, I was not.
They knew.
They
could smell it in the water.
They weren't liking you, so they weren't going to fucking... Yeah, it was like, I was supposed to do like 20... Like, 20 minutes. Like the first set, so we were like, 25 minutes or so. And like, I would go up and I was like feeling cocky, like, I was like, I'm going to do 30. Get up there, 5 minutes in, tepid reaction.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, when I start going into the game material... The slight noises turn into silences, and everyone is just giving me the most intense stare. I walk about a third of the room.
You one of them queer boys?
Yeah.
And then, someone in the front row said, "Faggot."
I did not hear that, but that like
holy fuck!
And then someone called me a poofda. I was like, "Wrong one, you idiot."
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's how it goes. Like, I'm faggot, then you're associated with me, so that puts you to the level of poofda. Yeah,
even though you fuck women, you're still a poofda. By association.
You got soft hands, boy. You don't belong here.
So sorry.
Yeah. Oh, and like so afterwards, like not only was like a bad set that I had to, I left after 15 minutes. I got off stage, and that was so bad that after, because that first week of the tour, we had 5 shows back to back.
So every day was like a different, like we had to drive and then the show.
So that set was so bad that the next 2 shows, it was still affected. Like I was changing my set as I was on stage. Like I was second guessing myself. Yeah. Like, I think the worst set is like to feel like you're not going to get a laugh. And also, you may be beaten to death afterwards.
There was a threat of a hate crime there.
Yeah, no, pretty far from home, boy.
No wheelchair lady is going to like beat me up after my set. But if like he goes in and he's like, I'm gay, they're like, fuck this guy.
There was a woman, I went to Lush yesterday in Katara. It's like a healthcare store kind of thing. And
of course.
I was there, right? Like I was buying like beauty products, and then
and nobody say anything. Don't say he's gay. Don't say it. Don't say it.
There was this woman in a wheelchair approached me, and she was like, "Can I help you?" I was like, "Can I help you? What are you kidding me?" And
lady,
can I build you a ramp?
And then,
is that an electric wheelchair?
You need to push it.
She had a
Jet... I don't want to burst your bubble, but there's no cream for that.
Anyway. Legs are already numb. Sorry, Elliot.
And then I look down and she's wearing like a Lush shirt. Like, you work here, you can get jobs. That's like a thing.
No, that would have also surprised me.
I was like, what the fuck?
That would have thrown me
I had
off.
No idea.
Like, is she at a workplace accident? Or is she is with the chair?
Work is conversation, you're supposed to top off, bitch. Right?
You can't get any of the stuff on the bottom shelf because there's like a rail they had to build for it to like get a... nothing. So I was. So yeah, Lush is.
Can you help me get that thing off the shelf? No, not at all, actually. Yeah.
She sits in one of those chairs and it goes up like. Dee.
No, it was
like
just
a cherry
normal...
picker.
So.
Just a normal wheelchair.
So Lush is just like. It's kind of like walking into dusk. Like, it's just shit on the walls and it's like beauty.
It pretty
products.
Much is just shelves and there's like bath bombs.
And there's
like
a one counter shampoo. And there'll be like one or two people there.
Exactly right.
How can you see her behind the counter?
No.
You walk in, you think the place is empty.
The worst part is
I was
like,
in the store.
Yeah. Like, you just steal. It's
the worst.
She's actually reducing.
People keep stealing face cream. Yeah, we can't
it's
see
not like
the
she's
net.
Got
her behind the counter.
She's not going to run after you if you steal anything. I mean,
the worst part was I applied for a job there a year ago, didn't get it, and then they hire this disabled bitch.
I think you just go to Musselbrook, say you're gay, and then you're halfway there.
Life lesson.
Stomp on your spine, and then you're a shoo-in, dude. Yeah, that was terrifying.
Oh,
like,
man.
Because, you know, you worry about bombing, obviously, but then... Liam had to think, like, oh, I might literally be assaulted. At the
oh, game. Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
Well, Ethan did have that fat lady tall. Come up and yell at him after a show. That would have been pretty intimidating for him.
That was not... She was not going to do anything.
Bruh, I could have taken her.
No, I couldn't.
You'll snap the bar.
Everyone can take a punch from a fat chick. Elliot can take a punch from a fat chick.
I don't think so.
I think he could. I had punched him a lot on tour. So yeah.
Oh, well, actually punched. I'd die. I'd just be instantly.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, you've never been like actually
never
punched.
Been actually
no. If he ever got punched the next day, he'd be working at Lush. That's.
Oh god.
I would kind of want to go in there and see it.
Do it. We can go together.
I would have been as...
What, just stand outside the store and just laugh at her?
I don't laugh. I'm as confused as he is. I just like... Have they made the place appropriate for her?
It's just the normal flat floor.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sticking up for it.
Are there things like on high shelves?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course there is. Yeah.
They give her a grabber?
Claw.
Yeah, a claw.
That's so demeaning.
It's
like a big,
flimsy.
It's like a big wheelchair as well. She's like getting in my way and shit. I was like, can you go? I'm trying to. I know I'm supposed to be.
I'm trying to be a fucking customer, all right? You fucking.
Get out of my way. I want the sea salt hairspray,
lady,
okay?
Did you call her
lady, you're
spastic?
In my way. I can still feel my toes, but you're in my way.
Do you think you break your buy policy also applies to whatever she knocks off the shelf?
Dude, I've had exactly that happen when I worked in, like, up at the supermarket up there. There was just this. This isn't even a funny bit, but I'm telling the story.
This is just
anyway.
Going to be sad.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's just this large...
That's the sad bit.
This large man in a fucking one of those mobility scooters, and he just, like, refused to get out of his chair. And, like, the whole time he's just driving through the aisles, and it's not a big store. So
I can't wait till I'm one of those guys.
Shelves, like, as he drives around, just not giving a fuck. There's, like, two staff just following him, just picking stuff up, putting it back on the shelf.
We're assuming he's in there just because he's fat. Is it one of those ones?
Nah.
Or did he have, like, something wrong with him?
Was he disabled?
I think he's just fat. Yeah.
Or was he just fat, yeah.
Yeah. The payoff to this joke is that, like, when he got to the counter, he actually stood up out of the mobility scooter to pay after
he'd
knocked all the shit off the shelves, like, driving around for the past 10 minutes. And everyone thought he was disabled. We're like, oh, we can't really say anything. And then he just gets up and fucking pays and goes.
I'm just imagining he's going down like the aisle at 5Ks now, just scooping stuff from the shelves with one hand into just like a box that he's got in his lap, and he's just like throwing stuff in, not even checking what he's putting taken off the shelf.
He's like, towing a trail like a trolley on the back, and he's throwing things over his shoulder.
He comes up to the thing. He's like, I get a retarded discount, right? Well, that's a thing, right?
Not now that you've stood up. We're all going easy on you.
I had a weird thing happen the other day where I had this. It was like super busy at the kebab store, and it was like a big line.
Store, by the way.
And there was a lady standing to the side of the line, and she looked nah. Like, look, you know how you can tell they're like homeless, or like, or you look at someone's face, you're like, you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So she just looked crazy, and like, I'm pumping through all these people, and then after a while, she's like, "Can I be served?" And I was like, "There's a line. Like, you're not in the line." And I was like, "What do you want?" And she goes, "I don't have any money, but I know the lady that works here, and she said I can get a kebab and pay on Monday." And I was like, "Ah, you know the lady who works there?" And she's like, "Yeah, I know the boss." And I was like, "I'm the boss." And she's like, "What?" Like, "I'm the boss. So I don't know anything about this. I just knew she was trying to con me."
Yeah.
And later she comes back, right before the end of the day. She's like, "Can I have an apple juice?" And I was like, "Ah, oh, so you have money." And she's like, "What?" I was like, "You just tried to get a free kebab off me." And she's like, "Can I just have the juice?" And I was like, "Okay." So I gave her an apple juice, skulls the whole thing, standing in front of me, and then just hands it back to me. I was like, oh, shit. I just took it. I was like, "Please go away." Like, I was so scared. It was like, she just looked nuts. She looked like a Bond villain. Like, had like a, like an, like a, one of those scar eyes. Oh. Like, yeah, it was nuts.
Oh, can we just point out, so James did this shit a lot on tour. What's with the dreads, bro? What's happening?
He's Ruster now.
Hey, I'm trying to make it my religion to smoke weed.
Dude, I did that for 4 years straight. Just end up moving back in with parents.
Yeah.
You just end up buying.
I just literally
well, so you hey, end up living in a nice house. It's actually quite a good Russian. Deal. I know.
Yeah, look at this fucking place. That's
because I'm white. If I was black, I'd be like out wow. on the streets. I'm trying to turn horrible. That into a bit. So
no.
Oh,
what?
Man, have you, any all right? So, talking about new bits, has anyone got any new bits they want to?
Let me look.
No, yeah,
I'm not gonna do them on here. But
yeah. You have
I
mean, to.
I did the one at the camp.
Yeah, I got.
Yeah.
I got new stuff. You
definitely.
Say yours first.
Oh, I just you probably would have heard it at the camp. I did it the other night at the Central Coast one, and I think it's going okay. About
Oh yeah, that was funny as fuck. That's good.
yeah. Good stuff. No, about the about how. Like, oh, there's an epidemic crisis. Epidemic of suicide, right?
Yeah.
It largely affects men more than women. And I say that some lady come up
a
to me.
A win for men.
Like,
we're doing something right.
Yeah.
The real gap. The suicide gap.
They can't take that away from us.
We get more women committing suicide.
We need equality.
50-50.
Ladies, step up to the plate. This is
that's funny.
This suicide disparity, it needs to be.
Yeah. So I do a bit about killing myself with Panadol.
Yeah.
And then I made up that a lady came up to me and was like, "You can't joke about suicide." I was like, "Well, suicide actually, like, proportionately affects way more men than women, so this is something I could talk about."
Yeah.
Which is and such I was a like, crazy.
And then I sort of won her over with that, but then I lost her when She's I said, "Do you think that more men commit suicide because we're the one that knows how to tie knots?" And then I lost her again. Yeah. So
I don't get. Wait, what's the bit? Wait, what?
That's the
why
bit.
Why do men know how to tie knots more than women?
Because we work in physical labor fields and we go to scouts and things like that.
Yeah, okay, I can't relate.
All right, when you say we, we're clearly not talking about him. Oh, and yeah. We.
In his generation, none of them know how to tie knots. So they go into Lush and buy face cream. That's the kind of
thing. Make fun of disabled people. Yeah.
That's the same path I wanted to go with my mass shooting bit, where it's like hugely disproportionate, the amount of female mass shooters compared to male. I think it's like 3% or something like that. So right. Yeah, going down that road. Like,
what, like ladies, 3% to 97%?
97% of male. Men are mass shooters, yeah. 3% women.
Once again, crushing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's more Asians that have done mass shootings than women.
That's just because there's more of them.
Playing the
stats,
odds.
Bro.
Yeah, playing the numbers.
Bet DSI that. So, yeah, you were saying?
I don't know what the fuck.
Oh,
I'm
so there's no bit. You just there's mass shooters. And
yeah. It was something about some gun control bit I was doing, like relating assault rifles to dildos. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like one of your bits. Yeah. So assault rifles about how can I include dildos in this? Sex toys? I don't know.
And I'm the one who does the dildo bits. You're stealing jokes off me, bro.
Sorry, man. Stealing your premises.
Oh, man.
Wait,
Wait, I so count you both as one comedian.
I'm trying to look
oh,
at...
Oh, yeah.
I consider you both a duo act somehow. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that.
I had a bit... Oh, I've lost it now. Guess what? Yeah.
That's good.
The chef's recommendations at, like... At, like, a...
It's called a restaurant.
Those places where you get food.
Come on, what's it called?
That's a cheeky fat joke for the audience.
James is fat, by the way.
We haven't. That's the first one this pod. That's pretty good. There was more gay jokes than fat. That is fucking.
Does
that mean we've grown as people?
It does.
Anyway, you ever see like the chef's recommendations at restaurants and be like, you reckon that's like what's the easiest thing for the chef to cook? Like if I was a chef, I'd just be like, chef's recommendation, I recommend you eat Weet-Bix, actually. Just, no milk, cunt, just fucking.
the toast is particularly good.
We've got untoasted bread.
It comes deconstructed. Yeah, you just throw flour
bread
at them.
Bread al dente.
Not bread. It's deconstructed toast.
Jesus Christ.
I might be drunk.
I got chewed out for doing that.
Yeah.
From who? Eddie. It was like, you gotta stop burping into the mic, gotta stop doing all this misogynistic
Why?
Shit. And I'm like, I agree.
What, on stage?
No, on the podcast.
Oh,
fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
There's no one listening.
Fine.
It's fine.
I went to a...
Are you doing another bit?
Do another bit.
Fuck yeah. No, this is good. I want to hear writing.
Went to a... Went
I've got Elliot's set here that I fucking memorized perfectly.
Yeah. I went to a open house recently.
Oh, he's doing his fucking inflections.
Hey guys,
ladies and gentlemen, for those who can't see, he's actually miming holding a mic.
Yeah,
even though he's in front of a mic.
No,
but that's real hot though, so don't fuck it.
Yeah. I went to an open house recently.
What's this? You're fucking Italian? What are you?
If
a spicy bit.
We can criticize him every movie makes. We just have to let him go, otherwise we'll be here forever.
I went to an open house recently.
My mum's pussy. No, I'm sorry. That's what you would have said. I'm sorry.
Grandma's pussy.
Yeah, fuck. I know.
Hey guys, went to an open house recently. Wasn't for sale. Just let myself in.
You did the Jared bomb face.
The fuck part is that actually did well at the Crown and Anchor the other week.
Did that get a laugh?
Yeah, he already had him in the palm of his hand. So
the look of like, surprise on your face. Yeah. That got a laugh?
Like, because I remember he did well, but I didn't hear that bit. So
no, but it's just like Adam Ronan's Tindler's List bit.
That can suck my ass.
When he goes, this is the bit, and I'm burning the bit on the pot. Okay, it's a shit bit. I've abandoned it because I'm better.
And right. Your other pun too. Fucking whatever the next one is.
He's like, do you think a list of Jewish people that want a date should be called Tindler's List?
That doesn't even make sense.
A list. A list of Jewish people that want a date. He means an app.
Yeah.
But then there's no way to relate it back to a list. So he's like...
Yeah. Nothing.
But people laugh every time. I'm like,
it works.
The joke doesn't even make sense. It doesn't
Elliot,
make sense.
Do you have a bit? Because I
no,
have
no,
a,
you have
all right. This is what I was going to do, I think, at the Crown. So I've... okay, two things. Another... I was at the kebab store the other day. So I was at the kebab store and...
Oh, yeah.
There's like, for some reason, there's a GP across from us.
Yeah.
Like doctors and shit.
Yeah,
which is insane. And there's a pub across from that. Like it's a fucking Bermuda Triangle of hell that I live in. But thankfully I wasn't going to say that in the bit. That was awful. But so a doctor came out from that the other day and he got a kebab and he ordered it. And I was finishing it. I was wrapping it. And I did like the two fucking folds and the twist. And he's like, man, I don't know how you do that. What, 6 years of medical school? You don't can't crack this one, Doc?
Listen, I specialise in the body, not kebabs. That was another year. All right?
Brain surgery, but this and this. Like, he literally said that to me.
Yeah, he was patronising you.
I was going to say, I need another bit for it, so that's where it
Holy
go.
Fuck.
So that's like, that's oh, maybe man. Something. And then I'd be like, I started seeing a girl recently. And when you start seeing someone, you got to like get to know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how you feel like you need to explain that process. Like, you know, when you start dating with someone, there's a process where you get to know them as like a human being.
Hey, you laugh.
I'm married. I didn't even know that. I was like,
go with me. So you got to get to know them, and it's very annoying. And I hate these people that come with this like there's some girls that are just normal and they have a conversation with you and you just have a natural conversation and you learn and it's good.
If it's annoying, maybe it's not for you. Maybe they're not for you.
No, but some people have this like autistic like 20 question thing that they do, like where they just ask. Like I had, we were just talking and she just goes, "What's your favorite color?" What are we, 8? I don't fucking know. Like, I thought the next question was going to be, when is your bedtime?
Wait, do you want to color in?
Yeah, like, absolutely insane. And then, so she's like,
she's seen you in person before. It's obviously black.
No. Yeah. That's what I said to her. And she goes, that's a shade. I was like, suck my ass. No, don't be one of those fuck. That's like an 8-year-old's argument as well. That's fucking so dumb. But then she's a big fan of sending pictures. And I never ask for pictures because I'm not going to send anything back.
Yeah.
And I always feel
sending
creepy.
Sending pictures like memes or nudes?
No, like nudes and stuff. And I would never send anything and I would just, memes. I'd feel weird being like, can I see your tits? Like there's porn out there. I'll just look at that.
Yeah. Yep.
And so she just sends a lot of pics and then like just boobs or whatever. And then one time.
Can we see them?
Yeah, right. No.
Sweet.
No way. I would never do that. I would never do that. So then, she goes, I bought you a present. And I was like, what? And she's like, it's lingerie. And I was like, okay, that's fine. She's like, would you like to see it? I was like, yeah. So then she sends, she's like, it's not here yet. So she just sent a picture of the model where I'm
So you're like you're down to.
Do you just want me to jack off to this hotter person? I can just send you a picture of Nick Cummings from those Bonds commercials. We can all have a good time.
She just crudely photoshops her own face onto the model.
Oh, man.
Just to give you an idea.
The chick was way hotter. Like, it was crazy. So then the last bit is that she... So when we first had sex, we were getting into it. And then it was like foreplay. And she got a text. And she's like, I should probably get that. And I was like, that's fine. And she's looking at her phone. And she goes, oh, do you want to see a picture of my kid?
What?
And I kind of paused. I was like...
Luke's still inside of
it. Well, I paused. I was like, no. And she was kind of thrown off by that. I was like, well, we don't really need to get involved in that way. But I was like, I don't really want to see a kid with an erection. That could make this.
You mean while you have an erection?
She shows you a picture and it's just a stock picture of a kid. Yeah. I don't have one on me, but this is just an idea of what a kid looks like.
Still hard? Or are you still hard? Oh, well, that stuff's maybe funny then. That's all right.
My bit's way better.
This is your third bit. No more bits.
Sorry that I went for too long.
No, right. Oh, man.
My Little Pony. More like My Little Coney. So it's way better. It's way better.
Mitch, what do you got?
Now that's the perfect level to take it down into Mitch's bit.
Yeah, no.
Here we go.
The scary thing is, mine's not as funny as that.
Oh dear Lord.
I'm gonna get some water.
Yeah.
Please. The floor is yours.
Yeah. So basically, I shit myself for the third time this year.
How many bits do you have about shitting yourself?
No.
Also,
basically,
Luke should not be the first question. Third time this year.
Yeah.
That's because I've heard him talk about the other
time. I know.
That's why. So, sorry, continue.
Yeah, so, I did like a fucking... No, it's his little brothers.
Sit down, Cody.
Yeah, so I did a bit of just about how you go about shitting yourself. And it really wasn't that good.
You said bit there.
How you go about it.
You've already been down this road.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
insane.
I think you just have to not be in a bathroom. And that's how it works.
Keep the pants up.
I think you just have to not be an adult.
Yeah.
So basically that now comes into the new joke I wrote.
What do you do for work?
Nothing
at the moment.
Nothing at the moment, yeah.
I thought you were like an engineer in the mines.
No.
No, this adds up. No.
What?
No, he was. Did you just think that because of the glasses?
No, because I remember you saying that you worked at mines and you're also in the army. Yeah. So I was like, oh,
he plays Minecraft during the day.
And I'm really good with redstone circuits.
I'm in the mines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, man, I really should go to the toilet. Oh, man, I am... This house is
dude.
Like sound mode.
Bathroom. Just Cartman shitting on his mum. You got a Cartman kind of vibe.
I look like every fat person ever, so like it's easy to do.
So what's the shitting bit? Sorry.
It's fucking horrible and it goes for way too long. You know, it's a shit bit.
It's all right, I got one too.
Yeah, and then it's just gonna
is
go
yours
into
about
my
shitting?
New bit.
No,
thank God.
It's not about shitting.
Yeah. And then I just do it. I've got a new bit about, like, how I'm afraid to have kids and, like, what would happen if Tanya... Like, the best punchline out of it is, like, oh, what would happen if Tanya died after I've got a kid? It'd be, like, some sad Aussie version of I Am Sam.
Well, you definitely know how to change them. Yeah.
I think that died because none of us have seen I Am Sam.
He's a retarded dude that raises a kid.
I'd
go with a more
and it's already a very sad movie.
Gotta go a more popular movie. Not no, that maybe that's just our fault because we haven't seen it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's a
that's probably just
movie
our fault. Yeah,
yeah.
That's our fault.
It's the only movie about a guy with learning disabilities that didn't win an Oscar.
Never go full retard.
Yeah.
Now they just get jobs at Lush.
Nice, yeah, real good.
What are you about to say? Let Ethan go.
Oh, yeah, okay, good.
Oh,
on.
My bit. I don't even have a bit. It's okay, more of a premise that I don't want
to
do, but I've got
to
figure
back
it out.
Back to me.
Because I'm going to try and compare women's sport to disabled porn, because it's like equality-wise.
Yeah, I'm going
to
take my leave here.
I've already walked outside Crenna. Yeah. Okay? I've already left the room.
Hear me out. Yeah, exactly.
The thing is, it's like
the problem with like viewership, like the amount of audience that gets. Like women athletes don't get paid as much because not as many people watch it. So if I don't know, the fucked up thought I had was, if you believe that women should be paid the same in sport, well then you should watch disabled porn like I do, and that's.
People are going to hate you.
Yeah, in this stage.
Let's
just sure.
Maybe. You get...
Yeah. What do you got, buddy?
What do you got for this shit?
Women's sport and disabled porn, it tends to be cheaper than the regular stuff.
I don't watch either of them for the obvious reasons.
Yeah. Women's sport only exists not because they're good, but just because people said that it needs to exist as well.
Wow.
It's like the feel sorry for you.
Hey, what's your name again? Sorry. Tanya? I'm sorry. Thanks. Yes,
thanks. It's like he punched you in the vagina.
And then elbowed you in the face as you're coming down.
Tanya and I used to have this bit.
What a piece of shit.
One of Ethan's exes was like a mad feminist
and a dude.
Girl.
she had a peepee,
and she was like, she's very like pro like women's rights and stuff, which is great. Except I thought it'd be a good idea to be like in front of her with Tanya, like Tanya, go and make me a fucking sandwich, and like just be a total piece of shit. And
classic,
yeah,
classic Mitch, really. Yeah.
And she went mental?
Yeah, she just didn't like me, and I thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Did she speak up at the time, though?
No, she didn't.
Yeah, well, then what a pussy.
Yeah, yeah, I know, that's what
Facebook
I was like.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder why she didn't like
me. He's got a point.
Wow.
Maybe she was smart, like I was like, kind of threatening to hurt a woman in front of her. The smart thing to do would be like not.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how that worked. It's like when these guys tried to, you know, started being friends with me, they took me to a straight pride rally. I mean, that worked. We bonded.
That was going to be the saddest
thing. Imagine
we
did that. It's like the strip
club. And I just
have
there. I haven't guessed whether it's ironic or not.
Just come. Maybe you'll like it.
How have you not turned that into a pun, that bit? Just
when
come, maybe you'll like
when
it.
When we were on tour, I told a story. I think I told it, but didn't do very well. I did a podcast.
Yeah, I believe that.
I did a podcast with MJ.
Oh yeah, you please tell this story.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I did a live podcast, so there's not. It's like this, but there's people and everyone hates you.
Yep.
But, yeah.
It's like this, but viewers.
Yeah. Exactly. I did a live podcast, and the podcast is called "Don't Tell Mum." So basically, you tell a story that. So basically, the guy, the comedian, and his mum. And you tell, and the guest tells a story that they wouldn't tell their mum.
Right.
I told a story about how I stole, when I worked at Macca's, I used to do birthday parties, and I stole birthday money from a retarded kid. Now, I plan this to just be a normal audience, it's gonna be fun. I was like 14 at the time, it's gonna be sick.
Also, can you tell
Lush?
Is there a quick way to tell that story? Like a quick way?
Yeah, retarded kid was a shit cunt. Parents were also mean to me. They left, there was a birthday card on the floor. Said love grandma with money, so I was like, "Well, this is my money now."
You are evil.
Wow.
Anyway,
crazy.
I get there to tell that story. I'm all hyped up, and there was like seven audience
members. Of course, no one laughs.
No, hold on. There were seven audience members. They're all like comedy fans.
One of them's in a wheelchair.
Like, we laugh.
But they were like, "Okay, there's not many audience members. The next show is a like a drag queen show.
Yeah.
Let's let in all the audience members from there, and they're just for free." So I was like. Okay.
All those freaks.
So yeah, all these progressive.
Not, I mean the audience members. I mean the audience members.
Yeah.
Not the drag queen.
Yeah.
I meant the audience members. I'm not. No, I love RuPaul's.
Dig up.
Slay, Yas Queen.
Lush makeup. I don't know. Oh man, ooh. They hated me. They turned on me so quickly.
So they just you were just so getting silence
quickly,
from your story.
Oh man,
was MJ, was he like trying to fucking fill in the bits?
Yeah, like I was just bombing.
And then
like,
was he? Was... Yeah, and he wasn't helping.
Yeah, no, his mum was like, "You're a horrible person.
You're a very bad boy."
Yeah, like, re-roll.
You steal money?
Yeah.
No ice cream cake.
No ice cream for you.
Yeah. Should we do Fap of the Week then?
You're so excited for this one.
Fap of the Week. Has anyone actually jacked off this week?
I haven't jacked off this week.
I don't think I got laid, so I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also got laid. But I didn't finish
you
because
winners.
I got too sweaty. As soon as she was done, I was like, all right, I'm over there. I can't.
I'm tapping out.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've been there.
That's 2019 for you. The roles have reversed.
Also, yeah.
That is insane.
Okay. I'm in my 30s now, so fapping is just, it's become very workmanlike. It's not award worthy.
If leave comes, dust comes out.
Wait, has anyone ever?
Which is, I'm not lying.
When I come now, the first thought that comes to mind is like, oh, at least now I can stop.
Thank God that's over.
Oh man, you have those shower wanks? You gotta like put your fucking hand up against the wall.
It takes longer.
I know, it's so bad.
Because water like chops you up, dude.
Oh man,
I hate fucking in the shower too.
Yeah,
dry.
No,
like
I'm a big fan.
No. Look, just all the, you know.
The noises.
Girls get older.
It sucks when you like.
And
your
belly hits her back, and it's just making fart noises.
Yeah, I'm not fucking.
Mate, he's talking about you. That's funny.
I'm sure it sucks if you're fat.
Oh man.
I'm not fat. I was.
Yeah.
But now I'm hot.
At least I have a shower head now that you can sort of turn out of the way.
The worst part is in you in some weird position and you're like drowning. Like,
oh,
like she's out of the water and you're always like.
You're just being waterboarded.
Yeah, it's brutal.
She's like, are you close? It's like, no.
Close to dying.
Yeah. He loves being choked. He's just like, oh, water.
I do. I asked a girl to spit in my mouth the other day and she said, what? I was like, that's pretty self-explanatory. I think. I feel like that one. She was like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean? Spit in my mouth. It's I don't have to tell you why it's good. Just fucking do it.
So you're into the like the whole BDSM like fem dom type of deal?
Kind of. I have my limits.
That was my fap of the week.
I don't want them to like
I don't want
I start to get annoyed at some point when
like
they
once
start...
they start sticking things down your dick hole. That's what you're like.
They get
nah.
too into it and they become like a dominatrix. I'm like, fucking settle down. I just want you to sit on my face, just relax.
Yeah.
And they start calling you bitch. I'm like, I'm not in. Like, just there's no.
Hey, there's no need for swearing.
Don't call me names. But yeah, I would say I'm kind of leaning in that direction.
All right.
That's a slippery slope.
That's what I was paying for. Yeah.
There you go.
Did she know about that little adventure?
Oh, yeah. She saw the act.
Wait, is this talking about this person?
Well, she saw your act and still fucked you.
That's why she sought me out.
She's a keeper.
She saw like two of the worst performances from you because you went so close to death. Yeah. Yeah. You're just talking inanely. You were sweating.
Why is he sweating? That'll be good for bookers.
But that's an hour.
Yeah, sorry guys, we made that way too long.
No, we usually do an hour.
Sorry to the
we be guests every week.
Keep going, but you guys look like you want to have fun. Just carry it every week for
this
us.
This is just Riff Boys, but both of them are Jared.
But somehow better.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Oh, it's definitely you're better.
He won't listen to this.
Yeah.
But is there anything you guys want to plug while you're on here? We'll go around.
Yeah, the Comedy Detour on Facebook. www.facebook.com/thecomedydetour.
I unlike
all
the
our
page.
Videos are shit. They're going up.
Yeah.
Call me awesome. At Luke Dylan 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram 22-inch gems too.
Instagram, no one's
No one's listening to this, but plug away.
Elliot Stewart 9 on Instagram. and Elliot Stewart Comedy on Facebook. I'll give you a business card next time I see you.
Also, check out, he's going to be working in Lush in the next couple of days. So.
All right.
Plug for Lush.
Liam Stewart will be at the Gateway in a couple of weeks if you guys want to come check him out.
Yeah.
That was good.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Thanks for coming on, boys. Cheers.